Well, for many Australians, it's hard to imagine what it's like settling into this country after your own home turns into a war zone. Now, some former asylum seekers are bridging that gap by running a refugee experience tour in Sydney's West, where they take people through the journey of an asylum seeker. Tour groups are shut in confined rooms and shocked by actors playing guards. Reporter Isabel Rowe took a tour.
One by one, a group of Sydney accountants are lined up against a wall. A masked man barks orders. Some of the group are forced to hand over mobile phones, watches. One woman is clearly tearful as she's frog-marched away from the group, hands behind her head. But it's not real, at least not for these people. Taking off his mask, the man, posing as a guard, is actually an Iraqi refugee. He then grins at the crowd.
Hello, everyone. My name is Vincent.
I'm new arrived in Australia. This is really what happened to me and my family when we tried to cross the border between Iraq and Turkey.
What it's part of is a program called Refugee Camp in My Neighbourhood. It's run by the Cumberland Council in Auburn, a multicultural suburb in Sydney's west. Tour groups like this one are walked through the process from the moment someone is forced to flee home to when they arrive in Australia. Each stage is explained by a refugee who's been through it themselves. At the simulated food ration station, a man pretending to be an official tries to take a bribe in exchange for food.
Anything?
I got jewellery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a series of tents set up in the Auburn Community Centre garden, refugees tell their own stories.
My name is Hannah. I'm a mechanical engineer in my country. I've worked about 31 years, but here I'm tour guide.
My first job was in a supermarket. That time I was in year 5, which is around maybe 10 or 11 years of old. I had no choice. I had to work.
Home Affairs Department statistics say just over 2,000 people were in immigration detention in January, most arriving by plane, but about a third by sea. Tour guide Syed Musavi became a refugee at 6 years old. His father was educating women in Afghanistan when he was found by the Taliban.
So that's why he became like the main target and my father was killed. That's why we had to leave.
Syed was smuggled to Australia's offshore detention centre at Christmas Island on a boat. It's his job to explain to the tour group what it's like as they sit on crates in a small dark room.
There's a lot of smell, people vomiting, you know, seasickness. But we were there like for 24 hours, but we were not allowed to come up.
At the end of the tour, some of the Sydney accountants are stunned.
I think feel a lot of guilt. And I guess grateful for what we have.
Refugee and tour guide Shakek Razai hopes the program helps professionals working with refugees to better understand them.
Sort of break from the stereotype that refugees are bad people or they come here because they're queue jumpers, okay? I just want them to empathize with that journey and to understand where's the place there, what was the circumstances that they went through. That's why they made the decision, okay?
And others are just proud to say they made it.
I came to Australia in 2016. That time I started from zero English. I didn't know anything. And I finished my school last year. I'm going to uni this year. And here I am in front of you guys.
That's refugee and tour guide Jimmy ending Isabel Rowe's story.